This is the sound of a new video game, one with a mission much more ambitious than just having fun. Condor Country has been called the first mobile game to simulate real-life efforts to save an endangered species.
The youth today are going to be the future conservationists for this country and this world. So creating an app that is interactive, that teaches them about the history of condor conservation and shows them what's necessary to get it done is something we're hopeful is going to excite them.
Paul Souza is regional director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Pacific Southwest region. The Santa Barbara Zoo, the Fish and Wildlife Service, and mobile development studio Cerberus Interactive teamed up to create the free game app. It was unveiled at the Santa Barbara Zoo outside of the zoo's exhibit of real-life condors. Estelle Sandhouse is the zoo's director of conservation and research.
We know folks, especially the younger generations, are using technology. Let's meet them there. Let's meet them where they're at. We think it's a really great bridge.
The game puts users into the role of conservationists, having to take steps to take a handful of birds and grow the population. It means dealing with issues ranging from the biology of the birds to paying for the conservation efforts.
You're essentially dropped into the crux of the problem, which is there's not enough condors in the world, and it's up to you, the player, to solve that. You're left with four condors to release in the wild and a couple of handful of condors in captivity that you are recommended to breed together. And basically, you as the player must balance budget and the environment and buying new refuge land, balancing kind of like the real-world economics of the project as well as being able to revive condors.
Sameet Khan is co-founder of Cerberus Interactive, which created Condor Country.
It drops you right into the mini-map, basically, where you can kind of navigate around the different regions like Grand Canyon or Big Sur. Right now, it's up to the player to unlock those, so we'll go into captivity here.
So, how do you win?
As with conservation, I think it's a constant type of thing. There's no such thing as winning. There's, you know, not necessarily levels per se, but like most simulation games, you know, you want to get unlock more land, you want to build the biggest flock possible. So our vision is that we keep adding additions to the game and it continues to evolve. Just like the condor story.
The Santa Barbara Zoo and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service used $40,000 in grants to fund the project. Zoo Education Director Aaron Marshall says they had money for an interactive exhibit, but wanted to try something which would extend the condor education effort from the zoo itself to people around the world.
It was going to be an interactive kiosk down in the Discovery Pavilion, so our indoor building. We just started doing the math on, you know, what's our annual attendance and how many of those people are going to traffic through that building, and then how many of them are going to use it for more than 30 seconds, and just seemed like there'd be a better way to leverage that money to get something really fun and educational out there.
Some of the mobile game's biggest fans are those who work with the endangered condors on a regular basis. They see it as a way to share the bird story with the public, and especially kids.
I think my two kids, I have a 5-year-old and a 10-year-old, are actually probably a lot better at the game than I am. But fortunately, I'm pretty good at it in real life. But it's really fantastic to see my kids identify with what I do for a living, and you know, we're able to relate to it in such a way that's just incredible. And it's just really such a powerful tool.
Joseph Brandt is the supervising wildlife biologist for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Condor Recovery Program. After the California condors near extinction in the 1960s and a population low of just 22 birds in the 1980s, conservation efforts, including a captive breeding program, have helped the numbers bounce back to more than 400.
There's about 450 condors in the world. A little more than half of those are in the wild, and they're split between a few different populations. We have a population here in California that inhabits the southern portion of the range, which is Santa Barbara County, Ventura County, Kern County, all the way up into Tulare County.
The hope is that the new California Condor mobile game will further the public's understanding of the conservation efforts. Condor Country is free and available online through the Google Play and iTunes App Store. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.